Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 28th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Of course, we call our ministry for regular listeners Daily Encouragement Net. And our goal each weekday morning is to prepare a message that we hope will encourage and provide hope. Today's message is titled, Being Prepared. And listen as Brooksine reads a longer than usual scripture portion today. I think the entire section is really needed to support today's message. The scripture text today is from 2 Timothy 3:10 through 17.
You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings. What kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Well, again, we're certainly aware that today's scripture selection is much longer than usual. Normally, we just use a verse or even part of a verse. Today, I want to highlight just one phrase in it, but felt the surrounding context is especially important to fill our hearts. So I read it today, or actually, as Brooksine just read it, I listened as if it was Paul speaking to me, and that's the power of God's Word. We regularly count our blessings in our family. We do this in part to resist the tendency to take these blessings for granted. God has indeed blessed me with a wonderful wife. She's sitting right here beside me today. The family, and comparatively, a very good life on this earth. As we join hands in prayer before our meals, I often pray, thank you, Lord, that we continue to experience your blessings of freedom, peace, and provision in our home. But we certainly wonder how much longer these times will last, and our faith in God is certainly not contingent on whether they do so or not. I consider how different my life is than a similar middle-aged male in Sudan. Although I wonder how many would even live as long as I have. I just recently turned 54. I consider God's love for me and God's love for him. Although our lives are dramatically different, yet God's love is identical for both of us.
We have before us an excellent message by James K. Bridges titled, Critical Questions We Must Ask Ourselves. As a matter of fact, we've included the message below our main message today. Essentially, he solemnly calls believers to consider what may very well be coming in regard to the current direction civilization is going. He points out that the World Christian Encyclopedia has indicated that from AD 33 to 2000, there were an estimated 70 million martyrs. However, from AD 33 through 1900, there were 25 million and 45 million in the last century alone.
Wow. And just consider that in these first 8 years of the 21st century, that our brothers and sisters continue to be regularly martyred for their faith. Well, many of us listening to this material just really can't grasp that. Our lives have been so free from persecution of any type. We may even suppose we have a right to live out our lives in freedom and prosperity. The portion of the daily text that really grips my heart as I share this message is that phrase that says, quote, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. I frankly struggle with the meaning of this verse based on my own personal experience. and observation. Clearly, many millions of believers have lived facing very little persecution in their lifetime, perhaps apart from ridicule and scorn. But I believe we need to be prepared to see this increase, and perhaps include even more severe and physical types of persecution, even martyrdom.
Bridges' message that we shared today concludes with a powerful challenge, and I quote him, "The church must arouse out of its intoxication with the Laodicean spirit," as mentioned in Revelation 3:16 and 17. "The church must not be like King Belshazzar, who celebrated in his banquet hall while the enemy was conquering his capital and his kingdom," mentioned in Daniel 5:30 and 31. These are times when the church must be like the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, as mentioned in 1 Chronicles 12:32.
We indeed want you to be encouraged this day, and also we add to be strong in the Lord as we face these times.
Let's all pray together. Father, we pray that we will not be fearful or ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that Christ will be exalted through us, whether by life or by death. Whatever happens, help us to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that we honor your name and bring strength to the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net, and this is the message we prepared for Tuesday, October 28, 2008. And I want to point out we do have that article I mentioned by James K. Bridges titled Critical Questions We Must Ask Ourselves, posted alongside our message today, actually below it. It'll be on the website, on the archive post, and for those of you that receive the messages through email, of course, it'll be there as well. We also have several songs we'd like to suggest today that we feel would encourage you related to the message, as much as I would really like them to be related. Let me point out, I'm especially appreciated some Selah music lately, and there's a song that just really hit my heart well in preparing it called You Are My Hiding Place. These are available as a video, and actually you may just choose to click on the video and listen. It's the best version I could find, although the main focus is the audio portion. Also want to point out today an article by an author that I've appreciated named Randy Alcorn, title A Life of Endurance, and it is available as a link. And then today we have a couple of just a little humorous aspects of our life, including our present mouse problem, including a picture of a mouse we caught yesterday. Well, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay. My wife...
You took the picture.
I took the picture. I'm holding the mouse with needle-nose pliers because the mouse had somehow managed to get away from the trap but had been wounded. So I was able to pick it up with pliers by its tail. Hey, something else I want to point out today. So many comment enjoying our photos. And yesterday I placed up several photos. I do have one up today. But several photos of the Sunday drive we took, including a picture of two beautiful maple trees in a church near Mastersonville, Pennsylvania. And today I have enjoyed using Google Maps, and I have a link to our photos, certainly not all of them, but the last couple months I've placed on the site with their location on a Google map. And that might be interesting to some of our listeners as well. Well, thank you for joining us. Continue to stay faithful to Christ, regardless of what lies ahead, for God is certainly faithful to us.